Live from our New York studios, Jackie Reed, Inside Her Story. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Skip and Sybil and Sherry Shepherd. Nice to have you all this morning. Listen, a Ferguson grand jury votes not to indict Darren Wilson. That's the white officer who shot and killed unarmed black teenager Mike Brown. We've been talking about it all morning. That decision caused emotional protest in addition to violence throughout the night. I'm going inside her story with attorney Gloria McCollum, who is from that St. Louis area and has family in Ferguson. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, I know it's early, but are things back to normal this morning in Ferguson? What's the atmosphere like there?
Well, it's really hard to say because a lot of areas are blocked off, so you really don't have access to the areas where there has been a lot of the problems because of the fires and things of that nature. I would say that it is not.
Now, Gloria, I want to mention again that you're an attorney. Let's talk about the timing of this announcement last night. Any insight on why it came so late in the night?
You know, I really don't know. I've had a problem with the whole delay, deny, derail tactic that the prosecutors tend to use in many of the cases that involve police matters or police shootings. I believe that it came late in the night just for the simple fact that they were probably trying to get all their last-minute formalities completed. I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was very hard on the city for it to come at night because people, you know, had not really planned for this decision to come. We heard it might come in 2 hours, it might come in an hour. And if you're out doing your daily duty and you're still out there, it's kind of really you're in jeopardy, just not knowing when. So I think people were just scrambling around the city. The grocery stores were packed. You know, it just was a whole atmosphere of panic, like a hurricane was coming.
Where was the National Guard in all of this?
You know, they said that they would be there to protect the people of Ferguson. But wouldn't you know it, they're out there in St. Louis County, posted up at Bob McCulloch's house. They're out there protecting St. Louis County Courthouse, the Justice Center is where the only troops that I saw that had been deployed were those that were actually at the Justice Center. So I have not seen any on the ground. That was a complaint that a lot of the police officers and as well as the media were saying that we don't see the National Guard.
Was this? I'm sorry, Jackie. Go ahead.
Sybil.
No, was this a discussion as to where they were going to be posted before the decision came down?
No, there was no discussion that we had. I mean, we don't know. We just get what the news media gives us. But Jay Nixon, who held a press conference along with the governor, yes, Jay Nixon, the governor, he said that the National Guard would be assisting. Mm-hmm. And the big, you know, problem here was that everybody was asking, where's the National Guard? Because everything just started to burn, and you did not see the National Guard anywhere.
Now, Gloria, you're of this community. You know, you grew up there. There are those who say, while they don't condone last night's violence, they understand why there's so much rage. Where do you stand on that? Do you understand it?
Absolutely. You know, Dr. King once said, you know, people that riot because they feel they have no voice. So we sat here for 100 days waiting on you to give us an answer. And the best you could come up with was not to indict him for anything. You didn't even consider assault on the person that was walking with him. You know, the facts said, according to some of the witnesses, you know, if we take it from their perspective, that the truck was put in reverse and almost hit Mike Brown and his friend that was walking with him. And at that time, you know, you didn't consider even an assault on the person who was still alive. You know, the most troublesome thing for me was that it seemed like every account that he brought up, Bob McCulloch, brought up in terms of what the witnesses said, he seemed to discredit it. And he was telling the whole statement was from Darren Wilson's perspective. And
Gloria.
You know, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep
going. Go ahead, Sherry.
This is Sherry Shepherd. My question is, how come McCulloch didn't recuse himself with his history with the police officers and his family's history? You would think that he would have recused himself or the judge would have put in a different prosecutor.
That's right, Sherry. That's a great question, and that's what we're all wondering because everybody that lives in St. Louis know the history. I think CNN talked about it. You know, he had a chance to do it. You know, the governor had a chance to do more than he did, and he did absolutely nothing. So to me, in my mind, knowing how they do in these police shootings, they pretty much just wanted to clear this guy. That's all it boils down to. Nobody wants to say it, but I'll say it. They wanted to clear him. And so they took every measure to try and do that.
And the 8 p.m. announcement, was there discussion about that coming so late at night?
We have no reason as to why that happened. All we know is we kept getting news feeds that said it was going to be at 5 o'clock, then they said in 2 hours, and that was 7, and then they went to 8 o'clock. So why it took so long, I have no idea. I just think that it was all a part of their planning. You know, I think that the grand jury, you know, of course, just came to their decision. But, you know, there's issues about that as well. You know, it was a perfectly stated angle from Darren Wilson's point of view, and that was very troublesome because everything that Bob McCulloch said, even down to the Swisher Sweets being identified by Darren Wilson once he got in this struggle with Mike Brown, was just ludicrous.
Gloria,
well, Gloria, there's this. Oh, go ahead, Skip.
Oh, I just want to say the prosecutor McCulloch said that no one person had total authority over the decision whether to indict or not. But inside that grand jury setting, and I've been on a grand jury before, and inside there with the prosecutor, no defense attorney, but that prosecutor has the power to sway those people any way he wants them to go.
That's absolutely right, Tom. And what happens is the average person who is charged with a crime gets charged with the crime. And then you have what's called a formal indictment. That is when the case goes before the grand jury. The average person out here with a murder case don't even see the grand jury immediately. It may be 3 months before their case go before the grand jury, or they have a preliminary hearing to indict them and move them to the next level. If Bob McCulloch wanted to indict Darren Wilson, he could have did it on August 9th because the warrant office is open 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessary to even send it to a grand jury. A lot of folks were saying, well, Gloria, this is what seems to have worked in Officer Wilson's favor more than anything. You guys, there's a law on the books in Missouri that makes it lawful to shoot and kill a fleeing suspect that doesn't pose an immediate danger to the police or the public.
That's correct, and that is the Missouri Revised Statute 563.046. That particular statute has never been revised. It is in direct conflict with Tennessee versus Garner. Tennessee versus Garner is a 1985 ruling from the Supreme Court that says if a suspect is fleeing and he is not a danger, he does not have a weapon, he is not to be seized under the Fourth Amendment, you can't take him into custody by killing him or by shooting him. That is a violation of his Fourth Amendment right against an illegal seizure.
Because Officer Wilson's testimony was that he was fearful of what Mike Brown could do based on the rage in his eyes and, you know, when they were wrestling with each other.
He said he felt like a five-year-old in the hands.
He said he felt like a five-year-old.
In the hands of Hulk
Hogan.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there was separation between the two, you know, and after he fired those first initial shots, you know, the decision to, you know, make the kill shots is what a lot of folks really don't understand or have an issue with.
And so we have to look at it from the perspective of Mike Brown as well, because all we hear is Darren Wilson's side. The dead man is not here to talk.
They tell no tales.
First of all, the witnesses, and I believe the witnesses in the neighborhood, even though they try to discredit every last one of them and say their story's conflict, I believe the witness who said there was some words exchanged and the police officer threw the car in reverse. He then reached out and grabbed Mike into the car. Now, I once defended a police officer who stood on the side of a car and asked the guy for his license, and the guy reached up and pulled the officer in. At that point, the officer pulled his weapon and used deadly force against the driver. So from Mike Brown's perspective, when you pull me into an SUV, you're pulling me through a window. I don't know what your intent is, and I'm sure he probably saw him fumbling with the gun and knew he was about to shoot him. So at that point, Mike Brown had a right to defend his life. You don't have to let someone just kill you because he's a police officer.
Right.
All right, Gloria, unfortunately, we're going to have to end it there, but this story will definitely continue. It is not the end of this. Gloria McCollum, thank you so much for your time, and we're praying for you and your family and loved ones.
Thank you so much to all of you.
All right, thank you.
Gloria.
Thank you, Jackie. You know,
all right, you guys.
You think about it, how can you possibly look at this as being okay? How can it be okay to shoot somebody that ain't trying to shoot you and then there not be a trial? How could that work out that way? You know, we just got to change the way the system has been put together.
That's
fix
a lot
the
of work.
System, yeah. But we always say that, don't we?
Yeah.
Fix the system. What's that even mean?